All right, welcome to the Gamers with Coffee commute. I believe this is episode 9, Clint.
Yep, it's another Saturday edition.
Yeah, well, an official Saturday edition, because it's Saturday and we have to work as opposed to, I don't know, gaming. So
true. Although the car does have gaming stuff in it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to sneak some imagination into work today. I'm just not going to tell them. I'm going to keep it in my coat pocket. Then, when it gets a little boring, I'm just going to take it out and use my imagination.
Okay.
So anyways, well, I just don't want them to
You're just going to take it out of your desk there, Greg. Right in the middle of the call center.
We're not going there. I said imagination, for God's sakes. Okay. So anyways, don't even know where to go now.
People expect humor like this. Roll with it.
Yep, I got the dice. I can roll. So we haven't really talked too much about any video games yet. I don't want people to think that we don't care about the video game.
Yeah. What are those?
Those.
Yes.
Things you play on the TV, yes. So, we're sorry about that. We've been a little excited with the tabletop stuff so far. But yes, we do video gaming. I believe, Clint, you like World of Tanks, do you not?
Yes.
On Xbox One. I like mostly first-person shooters, I guess. Since Halo came out in the beginning, I've kind of played that. Or not really too much into Fortnite. Hopefully I don't offend anybody. Just couldn't get into that. The PUBG thing was okay. The Apex Legends that just came out, I did try that the other day. I like that over the other two, I have to say. Minecraft is enjoying because I can build things. Although, I have to admit, when I first played it, I was like, what is this ghetto type of game? Because it was all pixelated and blocky, but...
That's the point.
Yeah, that's fun there. So, and Clint here, you plan on what? You're going to get a PS4 and a Nintendo Switch also?
Right, no.
Oh, no?
No.
What, don't you have that kind of money?
Yes, but no.
So, we're not rich enough to have all the newer game systems. Right now, we just have an Xbox One. Actually, I have older systems. I don't know about you, Clint, but I have an original Atari 2600 with games. I got an old
Xbox One.
Nintendo NES. I got an Atari Jaguar. Still sitting in there, and a Nintendo 64. So I've kind of been gaming since games came out. Which is funny, because originally, the Nintendo NES, when it came out, the price point was $299. That's what I paid for it. Now, today, your average price point for everything, $299. It's kind of funny that over a 30-year span, it's $300, basically, so...
Yeah, funny how that works, that it just stays the same.
Yeah, I think it was a price point they knew they could hit that.
Yeah.
Because people aren't going to go out and spend no $1,000 for a video game system. Now, some of you will, and some of you can afford it, but the average person with the average family and the average expenses is not going to go plunk down, you know, $1,200 for a gaming system. However, I guess to me they've gotten away from being just gaming systems. Like, you can do all this other stuff and connect it to everything. And I don't know. Personally, I don't like that. I buy the gaming system to game with. It's like I don't buy my laptop and then game on the laptop. Because to me, it's... I bought the laptop for other things, so...
Yeah. It's like editing the stuff we're doing now.
Yeah. So now, we could do some clips... Video. That's what me and Clint should do, is sit down and game just a little and upload a few of those clips too. You can watch us be, I wouldn't say professional at it, but that would be kind of fun.
This is true.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do have a Mixer channel I could convert over. I'm trying to figure a way out, because on Mixer they have other categories. I watch these two old guys and talking about beer and making beer. And hey, they got like 25,000 subscribers, and it's all just about beer. And that's it. And they do like a talk show on it. So, we could do something beer. Like that. Yeah, that's all it's about. I mean, so
that's enough said.
I guess we could do one on just coffee.
We should do one on just coffee at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
See how much trouble we get into dropping names.
Well, now see, here's the thing. The companies own all their prospective rights. My disclaimer is this. I purchased the product with my money that I earned in this very crooked system. And if I use it to buy something, it is then mine. So then I have the right to talk about it. That's the difference. So I'm not claiming ownership of their rights, their intellectual property rights and all that. But kind of like you dropped your little rant on Aries.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't own Aries. We're not implying that you do. But you did order a product from them that you did pay for a considerable amount of money, and so it's yours, just like these other ones, too. So on the video game end of it, I don't know. You buy the game, it's yours. Now they're mostly free games that you download. Of course, nothing's free because every time there's microtransactions and all sorts of things in the game they want you to buy to make it a better overall gaming experience for you. Because
right.
It's not about money for the corporations. It's all about you, the gamer. You guys remember that. It's all for you. Oh, sorry, Clint. I almost choked on that.
Yeah.
So, I tried to say that seriously.
Yeah. You did pretty good.
Okay. That's cool. So, as long as everybody understands it's all for them, then they're okay. Normally, you're a little more chatty.
Yeah, I know. Well, now letting you talk about video games. But one thing I was going to add, because wife and I did watch this last night. So our Telstorian, and if I'm saying it right, I'm probably not. Games has released or has released The Witcher as a tabletop RPG now.
Witcher?
Yeah, The Witcher.
Yeah, I know what the Witcher series is, but now it's going to be tabletop.
Well, it is. Apparently, from what I can gather, it was. The base stuff was released about 6 months ago. Okay. So I'm assuming the core book is out now, probably about a $50 price point for the rules. But you get to play in the Witcher's realms and worlds. And so that's kind of cool. Wife was interested in that, and we'll look at it. But we're still kind of focused on 5e right now.
That
so.
Might be interesting because, see, they did that Kickstarter for Resident Evil, which I didn't follow up on. The wife's a huge Resident Evil fan, but they've taken the core concepts of the Resident Evil video game and put it as a board/miniature game.
Yeah.
And actually, it looks like it's going to hold up to the story.
Yeah.
So then also, you guys, because I know there's a huge Halo fan base, and here's the thing. You like the Halo games. You guys have missed out. Ironically enough, Spark Games makes a Battle for Reach miniatures that looks pretty cool. Really, I mean, if you like the Halo stuff, then maybe you might want to consider looking into that, branching out. I don't think it was a huge seller, but only because most video gamers didn't even know about it.
No, Spartan got bought out real fast. So the new parent company is revamping their entire line. It's taking them some time.
I can't
remember who did it, but I'm glad to see that Firestar Armada is being revamped.
I didn't know that, so then Halo Battle for Reach I do not have as a miniature game, so I believe I will work on trying to get that so it's not changed, because it is all your core Halo figures, your grunts and everything. You've got it all, and it is a flat-out battle that you can play with a friend, so if you limit yourself just to the video games, that's what you're doing. You're limiting yourself. Same thing with miniatures. If you limit yourself just to the miniature world, then you're missing out on some really cool video games. It works both ways.
They got the semi out.
Yeah. Sorry, we're on the road, so there's been a semi stuck there the last 2 days. So that's what me and Clint are trying to do, is get people to game and to expand your gaming, because people tend to isolate themselves in groups. Like,
it's very easy with video games.
Yeah, with video games, the problem you have is you're sitting there with a headset, and you're very isolated. Society is... Look at everybody. You walk into a room now, there'll be 20 people with their heads down, looking at their phones, oblivious to the people next to them, and they're not even communicating anymore, so society as a whole is just like... They're not interacting, and so tabletop games, at least, you can interact. And there are versions of the video game world for the tabletop. And so, like he was saying, Witcher's coming out. So that had a finite niche, however you want to pronounce it. But there's a group of people that are going to buy that game and sit down and play it.
There's already a lot of people that seem to be enough. I've seen enough on YouTube with just play sessions and everything. But, I mean, it's still a little hard to bump D&D when it comes to fantasy. It really is.
Well, yeah, but see, not everybody wants to sit down and have someone narrate something and then mostly be in their head. So that's where the miniatures come in, because D&D, I'm not knocking it, but it's more of a...
But that's how a tabletop RPG works, Greg.
Yes, that is true. Today's society is more wanting to see something do something.
Well, yeah.
So I'm not knocking it. Again, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying. Well, maybe you guys out there, if you play video games... And you've been listening to this and go, I don't know, maybe, maybe not. Well, why don't you look for your video games in the tabletop or RPG form? Because
Fallout,
Fallout,
the miniature
is
game,
another example,
and the box, the board game is actually very popular. There was a new expansion for the board game not too long ago that everyone's been raving about. I haven't played it. I don't do a lot of board game right now, but I hear it's really good.
My boys got the Fallout miniatures game, and I'll tell you what, it's absolutely cool. It is the game on the tabletop with real life little miniatures of every character in the game and all sorts of stuff. So you would enjoy it if you liked Fallout. And there's even an AI mode, and I'll leave you with this because we're gonna have to get out of the car here pretty quick. But the AI mode for the game is, if it's just you and nobody wants to play or you don't have anyone to game with, you can set up your stuff on your table, and it's the way it's set up. There's like an AI component. World will fight against you, you can't alter the outcome.
Yeah.
So you can't cheat to win for yourself. I watched it. It's quite interesting how they put some thought into that.
I like their AI mode, and if you really want to test out a squad just to kind of see how it performs, that AI mode is great.
That's an excellent idea Clint. So what we're saying is, yes, we like video games, but don't limit yourself, you guys, to staring at blinking, flashing lights. Because I've been playing video games since Atari came out, so I probably got a lot of listeners beat. But here's the thing. I won't give up video games. I'm not going to do that. But there is something to be said about playing with your friends in real life as opposed to on a headset. You know, and look at all these videos. It might be funny the way these people get angry at games. All of us laugh. But if you really stop and think about it, that's pretty sad to get that violently angry where you're breaking TVs and throwing controllers and crying. And, I mean, when you're watching adult men in their 30s crying because they lose a round of Fortnite, crying, then you know that there's some issues. So I just think you need to balance it a little. Like, hey, you've been playing video games for 5 hours. Get up. Go eat. Go outside. Take a walk. Take a break. That's about it, I guess. Just enjoy both sides. So, anything else there, Clint? Because we're going to have to get out of the car.
No,
we're sitting
that's
here in
all
a parking lot. So, you guys, look at that. Whatever game you're into, look and see if there's a RPG, tabletop, or miniatures version. Check a place called Kickstarter. You guys are just going to enjoy it.
Check a place called
Kickstarter.
Yeah, like everyone nowadays has no clue what Kickstarter is.
Actually, you'd be surprised. I have talked to a lot of people who have zero idea what Kickstarter is. So, while Clint's being funny, he has to understand that not everyone knows. So, yes, I know most of you may know, but there are a lot of people who have no idea that you can even do that. So, I know. I've talked to them at work. They're like, huh? What? You know, and these are people in their 20s. You'd think they would know. So, anyways. Don't limit yourself. Enjoy your coffee. Enjoy your games. Me and Clint are out. Have a good day. Any last words, Clint?
Nope.